The rumors that are coming out of Chad are that in this meeting, interim President Chichodia will announce his resignation. We don't know if that's true or not, but what we do know is that there seems to be a degree of fatigue with Chichodia, both by regional actors, notably the Chadians and the President of the Republic of Congo, and also by the French.
Let's assume that Chichodia resigns or he steps down. What happens?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, in practical terms, not much is going to happen. Not much is going to change. For months now, Chichodia has been an absent president. He's been a president that does not live in reality in the Central African Republic. He has not opened his eyes to what's happening both in the provinces and in the capital where he resides. So in terms of what's going to happen on Friday after his resignation, if that is true, probably not much. But it will create a vacuum that will have to fill at some point, and that is a worrying prospect given the circumstances that are on the ground. There are people within the SELECA, within the current interim administration as well, who are certainly powerful. Nouredine Adam, who's the head of intelligence, who was the former public minister of security, and also a former SELECA warlord, could certainly fill in that spot. But also there has to be the question of how is François Bozizé, the former president of the Central African Republic, how is he going to react to this news? It is widely suspected from various sources that he has been supporting various factions of these anti-Balaka militia.
Let's assume that Chichodia steps down, that perhaps a National Transitional Council can take over, which will give the Prime Minister Nicolas to run the country. Is this possible?
It's possible, but probably not probable. The National Transition Commission has existed now since May. It's existed for months. And Nicholas Changai has been the prime minister for that long as well. Nicholas Changai, a former human rights defender in Bangui, has been marginalized by this administration, and he's lost a great deal of credibility internally in Bangui. The National Transitional Commission has been a commission on paper only. It is comprised of individuals that do have an individual degree of legitimacy, but I don't see the National Transitional Commission coalescing rapidly enough to stem the violence. I hope I'm wrong.
Should Chichodia step down, would this make France happy?
Yeah, France has recognized that there needs to be a new type of political solution other than the one that is currently existing in the Central African Republic. So to answer your question, I think France will be happy with Chichodia stepping down. Nothing was going to move with Chichodia in the presidency.